Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thanks to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 9th of July at 6:31. Happy end of Liberation Day, pause or not. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the Minister responsible for trade and European affairs, and we'll be speaking to the boss of Dublin Port and all the markets as usual, including that Trump threat of 200% tariffs on pharma. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that specialist property lenders reduce lending to SMEs more sharply than mainstream banks and general non-bank finance providers during periods of market shock, according to a new central bank study. Between 2019 and 2022, specialist property lenders operating in the Irish market reduced lending by 80 to 90%. In comparison to banks when euro area financial conditions tightened, according to central bank economists. The period covered both the COVID-19 pandemic and a spike in interest rates globally as central banks fought inflation. Vish Gain in the Business Post reports that Ryanair has the lowest carbon emissions per available seat kilometre of all the world's largest airlines, according to a new report, even as it continues to be the highest emitting airline in Europe. Filed by aviation analytics firm Cirium, the report ranked all major airlines on the basis that their carbon emissions, which represents the total potential passenger capacity in terms of distance flown. Ryanair, which turned 40 this week, ranked number 20 on the list of major airlines with 68 grams per ASK. It ranked first in the list of the world's top 10 largest airlines, beating the likes of Delta, Qatar and Emirates. The Business Post reports that Ireland's budget balance has been in deficit for 17 consecutive years when excess corporation taxes, including the proceeds from the Apple state aid case, are excluded, the Deputy Governor of the Central Bank of Ireland has said. Speaking to the Oireachtas Committee on Budgetary Oversight, Vasilos Maduros said that while Ireland's public finances enter a period of global uncertainty from a strong position, underlying vulnerabilities such as over-reliance on corporation taxes need to be managed carefully. And the FT reports that Elon Musk's artificial intelligence chatbot repeatedly praised Adolf Hitler and shared anti-Semitic rhetoric the day before his ex-AI company plans to release its latest model. In response to one user asking which 20th century historical figure would be best suited to deal with a post that appeared to celebrate the deaths of children at a Christian summer camp in the recent Texas floods, which have killed more than 100 people. Grok pointed to the Nazis.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.